All right, Debo, say good morning. So we left off still in the middle of Perek Yud Aleph, in the red edition section Dalet. Vamadrega hashlishis, achar agazel v'harayas leyinachemdo, hinehu isra machalos. Remember again, in this particular chapter, the Ramchal is talking about things that we struggle with, things, averos that we struggle with, that at first glance allow us to engage in activities that are prohibited, but at first glance don't necessarily appear to be prohibited. So we've given the examples within Gezel, within theft. We've given the example within Arayos, within immorality. So Ramchal says the third area that people struggle with after theft and after immorality is ma'achalos asuros, prohibited food items. Be'in be'inyan atreifas atzmam, whether it means literally eating non-kosher items, bein be'inyan ta'aruvoseihen, or when it has to do with mixtures of prohibited food items, bein be'inyan basar b'chalav ochele v'dam, or whether it has to do with inyanim of milk and meat, inyanim of blood, inyan bishulei goyim, the issues concerning eating food cooked by non-Jews, v'inyan ge'ulei goyim, or ultimately using utensils that were used by non-Jews, v'yayin yayin niskam, yayin nesech, which is prohibited wine, stam yenom, remember again, refers to, yayin nesech refers to wine literally used for idolatry. Stam yenom is the rabbinic prohibition on using any wine of a non-Jew. Kol eila hanekius paim tzarech dikto godol v'tzarech chizok. In all of these areas, in order to be totally clean from any of these prohibitions requires incredible diktuk, incredible meticulous adherence to the laws, v'tzarech chizuk, and requires one to strengthen themselves. Ki yesh ta'avas halev hamis'ava b'ma'acholim hatovim, because people have a natural desire for good food. People want good food. V'chesron hakis b'yisuri ha'ta'aruvos kiyotzei bazeh. If you look at 106, it says, V'chesron hakis b'yisuri ha'ta'aruvos, ha'hefzit ha'kaspi, hanovea mi'isr shenis arev beheter, v'asr gam oso. Ultimately, the other issue is, so there's a two-pronged desire. There's a desire that people have inherently for good food, and then couple that with the fact that very often kashrus issues come up in a way that could cause me a financial loss. Right? I'm making a food item, something prohibited gets mixed in. If it's not kosher, I lose the dish, I lose the food item. So you put that in there also, and there's an incredible taiva to not necessarily do what's right. Uprateim rabim, kichol dinim hayidun v'amuvarim b'sifrei haposkim. And the details of ma'achalos asuros, the details of these prohibited food items are great in a voluminous amount of details. And a person who's lenient on the laws of kashrus in a place where you're supposed to be machmir, such a person is literally destroying his soul. And this is what it says in the Sifra, you shall not defile yourself in it, otherwise you will become tame. If ultimately again you become tame through it, ultimately you will ultimately become defiled and defiled others through it. Because when a person eats a non-kosher food item, ultimately this infuses tuma, an actual impurity, into the heart and into the soul of the individual. To the point where ultimately the kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could literally leave such an individual. And it's what the Pagimara says when the Pasuk says v'nit meisim bam, you will become tomei in it. Atikri v'nit meisim ela v'nitamtem sha'avira mitamtemes libo shel adam. So the Ramchal says the idea over here is that the avira is mitamtemes. Mitamtemes literally means tintum means a lashon of almost, it's defiled, but it also means like bewilder. The idea is that and this is very important, it's not just true with kashrus, it's true with any avira, that, you know, it's like the Gemara that says, remember Masechta Sota that says, in adam chotei ela im ki nichnes bo ruach shtos. A person only sins if a ruach shtos, if a spirit of silliness comes into them. What Chazal were also discussing is the idea that sin, by definition, causes a person to lose their bearings, right? I thought things were a certain way, and now when I sin, so the whole moral compass is turned upside down. So that's what I'm saying over here also, that when a person ingests non-kosher food items, so ultimately, again, it's not just that I'm defiled, but rather, again, ultimately there's a timtum. There's a timtum. So he goes on, he says, Sha'avera mitamtemes libo shel adam, because the avera ultimately, it upsets the equilibrium of man. It removes the true understanding from the heart of man. And ultimately, the chachma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is removed when a person sins. Person is left as being like an animal and just a material being. Meshuka megasu sa'olam hazeh. Literally immersed just in the gasos, just in the physicality of this world. And therefore, again, ingesting prohibited food items is worse than all other, not worse than all other areas, but it has an additional component above other averos, and that is kevan shein nichnasim begufo shala adam mamish naase basar mibsaro. That since a person literally is eating it, it becomes part of my body, part of who I am. So therefore, again, in order to remind us, so also I said, this is a very important point. And by the way, the Ramchal is making it here by kashrus, but it doesn't just apply by kashrus. The idea being that when a person goes ahead and ingest this davar ha'asr, ingest this prohibited food item, that prohibited food item literally becomes a part of who I am. And when it becomes a part of who I am, it literally has the ability to totally shift my perspective and to throw off my entire inner spiritual equilibrium. And now, the Ramchal is also saying that's not just true by kashrus. The truth is, every sin does that in one way or another. So he goes on. So remember, in order to remind us that it's not just behemos tmeos, and it's not just shkatzim that are tamei, ela gam hatrefos shibamina kosher atzmo heim bichlal tuma, but rather, again, there's also trefos. Now, a trefos referred to is trefos, ultimately, again, are animals that are technically kosher. They're a kosher species. But let's say, again, we're not shechted appropriately. He says, those are also in the Bichlal Tuma, Amar HaKosov, Lahavdil Bein HaTami HaBein HaTahar. Uba HaPeir Shal HaBasin Zichron Livracha, Ein Sarach Lomar Bein Chamer Lepara, Lama Ne'emar HaBein HaTami HaBein HaTahar, Bein Tmei Lecha Ubein Tahor Lecha, Bein Nishchat Ruba Shalkana, Linishchat Chetzio. So remember again, Bein HaTami HaBein HaTahar says, Ramchal comes to teach us about situations where, technically speaking, the animal is a kosher animal. So what happened? What happened was the animal was not shechted appropriately. And remember, again, there's a very fine line between having a properly shechted animal and an improperly shechted animal, literally be nishchat rubo shakran le nishchat chatzio. If the majority of the windpipe is cut, then the animal is kosher. But if only half of it is cut, it's not kosher. The kama bein rubo lechatzio. And what's the difference? How much is the difference between half of the windpipe and the majority of the windpipe? Milo asara, a hair's breadth. Ad kan l'shonam. Va'amru l'shon zeh b'siyum ma'amaram. V'kama bein rubo laharos. Kama nifla koach ha-mitzvah. Shechut ha-sa'ara mavdu bein tuma l'tara mamish. It's a very profound idea that Ramchal is saying. That he's saying that what Chazal is trying to express to us is that sometimes the line between sin and between tuma l'tara, the line between purity and impurity, the line between avira and mitzvah is literally kichot asara, is literally a hair's breadth. And that's the line sometimes we walk in life. We have to be careful and ever vigilant to always remain on the right side of that line. V'hine, mi sheyesh lamoach bekad kato. To us, and actually, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Yemiritz Hashem on page Kuf Yud by that in the red edition, about four lines down tomorrow. So, also, so just in summary, remember now at this point in time, the Ramchal is focusing on kashrus, and remember because he's going through the list of various things that are severe in nature, but that many people take too many leniencies with. Sefer the Ramchal telling us over here that the laws of kashrus, again, are one of those areas. And yet Ramchal stressing to us the importance of the laws of kashrus because they impact literally the heart and soul of man. Because when a person ingests something impure, that impurity becomes part of their body. And yet, what distinguishes between that which is kasher, that which is tar, kichot asara? That sometimes it's only a hair's breadth, sometimes it's only a very small and fine line. Sometimes that line isn't even always distinguishable between that which is permitted, that which is prohibited, which ultimately leaves its mark on my neshama. All right, so we'll pick up over here, Mirza Hashem, tomorrow. Well, the Ramchal would say, I don't know if it's the beginning, but it certainly opens the door to a lot of other things simply because it fundamentally changes me. See, that's the piece that the Ramchal is stressing over here. It fundamentally changes who and what I am. It's just an interesting idea. All right. That's